but it's kind of exhausting. So I'm going to be taking off starting this afternoon through the following Tuesday. So if you have a pastoral care emergency, please reach out to Andy Beck and he will let me know. Let me see. I forgot to highlight my binder or my bulletin. Did want to let you know that Eddie Heitman is in the hospital. He has had some trouble with his feeding tube this week. His throat was so swollen that they weren't even able to get drink or food down the feeding tube. So he's in the hospital getting some IV nutrition and trying to help that inflammation go down so he can get the hydration and nutrition that he needs to continue to heal. We have a few birthdays this week. Joyce Shields, Tina Heitman, Jay Proctor, and Sherry Proctor. And celebrating their anniversary, Paul and Carolina Conrad, Max and Libby Carrick, and Eddie and Tracy Summers. And don't quote me, but I think this is Paul and Carolina's 69th wedding anniversary, so that's a pretty big number. I don't have the birthday prayer printed with me, so I'm going to try to do it by memory, but that's not going to be that great, so bear with me. God, we thank you for all of the people who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this week and ask that you would bless them on their journeys. Strengthen them when they are sorrowful and bless them, O God. Amen. See, I couldn't remember any of it, so there you go. I think that's all in way of announcements. And so our youth who are leading worship this morning, our confirmands, oh, prayer shawl, oh gosh. So this prayer shawl is for Lindsay Lutz. As you all know, Scott died this week and we had the memorial service here yesterday. And everybody in the family has a prayer shawl except Lindsay. So we are gonna lay hands on this and ask that this would be a source of comfort to her. God, we thank you for the gift of prayer, that you always welcome us when we come to you with words, with sighs, with tears. We ask that you would bless this prayer shawl and that you would bless Lindsay and the entire Black family. As she wraps this prayer shawl around her shoulders or lays it on her lap, we ask that you would remind her of the prayers and the love that we have for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Just 2 weeks ago, we were leaving for camp and you sent our campers on their way with your blessing. Well, this morning they are going to share with us their experience and help lead us in worship. So now we are going to invite you to worship. I invite the boys to come forward. In the name of God the Creator, whose goodness brings life. In the name of Jesus the Redeemer, who loves, welcomes, and forgives. And in the name of the Holy Spirit, who sustains us on our boundless journey, we welcome you to worship. Let's read responsively our call to worship in the bulletin. God is boundless beyond measure. God is boundless goodness.
God is boundless,
God is boundless love.
God is boundless,
God is boundless welcome.
God is boundless,
God is boundless forgiveness.
God is forgiveness.
God is with us on our boundless journey. Our confession and forgiveness this morning is going to be camp style. We've done this before, but as a reminder, you're going to come forward and make a mark on this rock with one of these markers, symbolizing your sin and making that confession of sin. And then after, we will receive God's forgiveness. So please, come to the font. ones, every day we sin. We love ourselves more than we love our neighbors. We make idols of things and put them in the place of God in our lives. And we can see the sin in the world all around us. But God's love and God's mercy surround us always. And there's nothing that we can do that will make God love us any more or any less. We are God's beloved children in the waters of baptism. These waters cleanse us and free us so that we can love others and so that we can love ourselves. And you see, God's love and forgiveness and mercy, they wash away our sins. And they are no more. And so when you ruminate over those sins in your mind over and over, remember that God has forgiven them. And try to forgive yourselves. The boundless forgiveness given to us by God through Jesus cleanses us from our sins. Beloved children of God, your sins are forgiven, so that you can share God's boundless love with all the world. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you are without bounds. You cannot be measured. You are goodness beyond measure, love beyond measure, welcome beyond measure, and forgiveness beyond measure. May your people reflect your boundless goodness, love, welcome, and forgiveness in the world. In your name, we pray and play. Amen.
To invite the children forward for a children's message. So for our meal today, at the end of the service, we are going to pray one of the prayers that we pray for our meals at camp called the Johnny Appleseed Prayer. And we did this prayer last year, but I don't expect you to remember because I could hardly remember the words from camp 2 weeks ago. But we're going to sing the prayer. You'll have the words in the back of the bulletin for you, but we want to see if Cameron and Kate can help us with the motions. You think you could help us with the motions? All right, can you make a circle? And can you make it go big over your head like that? And can you clap? Okay. Can you bend your knees a little bit? And can you make your hands go like this and bend your knees at the same time? Okay, I think we got this. So we're going to do it two times. We're going to go through a practice, and then we'll do it all together. Okay, ready? Start me off, boys. I can't.
Oh, the Lord is good to me,
and so I thank the Lord
for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed.
The Lord is good to me. Amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I forgot the sun and the rain and the apple seed. Do you want to practice that? The sun and the rain and the apple seeds. Right, everybody want to give it a whirl so that we can pray it at the end of service? Okay, ready?
Oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed.
The Lord is good to me. Amen, 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 amen. Good job, everybody. So we're going to pray that at the end of worship before we go into our meal, okay? And usually you go to children's church on Sundays, but today, I want you to stay in worship so you can hear Calvin and Conrad talk about going to camp, because in just a few years, you're going to be in confirmation, and you're going to get to go to camp with me, too. And we've all got our Camp Agape shirts on, right? Here's Agape on Calvin's shirt. All right, well, you may go back to your seats, and we are going to read some scripture.
New Testament lesson. 4:12 through 14. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, and love your faith and your integrity. Focus on reading the scriptures to the church and encouraging the believers and teaching them. Do not neglect the spiritual gift you receive through the prophecies spoken over you when the leaders of the church laid their hands on you. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One day, children were brought to Jesus so he could lay hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We're going to pretend to set up our chairs around a campfire. Ooh, I've got a rocker over here. Do I? Yeah, I do. Oh my goodness. Well, that's fancy. That's very fancy.
Hey, Dad. Do you remember that I have to don't have to unhook this piece? All right, thank you.
You got it.
I'll get it. We'll see. You got me the nuts.
There we go.
Today.
Good morning, dear ones. Thank you for being willing to help lead worship this morning and share your stories and experiences about camp. We're grateful that they are going through the confirmation process, and confirmation looks a little bit differently these days because time changes, the world changes, and schedules change. And so since we're not able to get together every week, we meet on Sunday mornings every couple weeks for Sunday school, and then for two summers, at least, if they want to go, they can go as long as they're eligible, age-wise. But for at least two summers, we send our confirmands to confirmation camp. And we want to thank especially the men in mission for helping provide for their tuition, the Agape Women's Circle, and the Lauren Cecil Endowment Fund. You all make it possible so that our campers for now 4 years have been able to go to camp. And so we just want to share with you a little bit about what camp is like. We wish we could take you all there and that you could experience the fun and the joy that we have. But we're going to try to give you a little bit of a picture of that today. So tell me a little bit about your camp experience. What is your favorite part about going to camp?
My favorite part about going to camp was meeting new people and learning about God.
How about you, Calvin? What was your favorite part of camp?
My favorite part about camp was probably the confirmation classes in the morning and getting to zip line. And the delicious desserts that the chef made this year.
I didn't get any of those because they all had gluten. What were some of the delicious desserts?
We had blueberry cookies, lemon cookies, brownies, chocolate chip cookies. One time I did try to sneak one before, and I did get caught, and that...
We eat three meals a day at camp, but before we all get in line to dish up our food, they're told the amount that they can take. So for example, the chicken tenders, you get one chicken tender, maybe one scoop of fries, one scoop of peas. You go back to your table and eat. And then when there is time for seconds, they might say, okay, you can go get seconds, but you have to imitate for your counselor a chicken tender before you can go up and get it. And so they have to reenact a chicken. Is that what a chicken tender would look like?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think when you have to act like bacon, that's the most fun for me. Tell me some of the different activities that you did at camp.
Well, we went zip lining, and then we played a game called Gaga Ball, which I loved. It was very fun. And we did a lot of outdoor activities, and we learned a lot of songs.
We did learn a lot of songs and a lot of other silly things that aren't prayers or songs, but they were fun things to say and do. And almost everything we sang or prayed or did had motions, right? Yeah.
So we had a slip and slide because the pool was closed. We got to do zip lining. We got to do hiking, which I personally love hiking. And we get to do one special thing, which is the creek walk. So every year we go on like 3-hour, 4-hour creek walk, and we get to pack out for lunch. And it is by far one of my favorite moments that we get to do at camp.
So Camp Agape sits on over 600 acres, and it is an absolutely beautiful piece of creation. And this week, the groups were divided into two. So on Wednesday, some kids went, on Thursday, the others. And so our kiddos went on Thursday, and we're going to play a video for you of some different pictures from camp during the offertory. And you'll see some of those pictures of the creek walk. But it was hot at camp, and so they try to make sure that the kids have a lot of opportunities to play in the water and to stay cool. And as you said, unfortunately, the pool was closed for our week, The good news is that the pool is going to get completely redone at the end of this summer. So next year when we go, we will have a fully functioning pool. But instead, they bought several slip-in slides. And as the days went on, as the kids run into the slip-in slide to build up some speed, there were divots in the grass that got deeper and deeper. And I saw one of the cabins, they got to paint themselves and then go slip and sliding. Did you guys get to do that?
No.
Tell me a little bit about your cabin and what your cabin mates, your counselor, meant to you or how they were helpful for you at camp.
Our counselor's name was Berkeley. He was very nice and he comforted me whenever I felt sad. And he helped me.
Yeah.
He's very kind.
Conrad is our youngest confirmand to go to camp, but it's really important, I think, that people go with friends. And so even though he was a little bit young, I thought it would still be really, really meaningful for he and Calvin to be able to go together. So he was a little sad, but you still hung it out, didn't you? Yeah.
So we had Berkeley's cabin, which Conrad already said, but I really enjoyed it. I think Berkeley was a cool guy. I'm glad we got him. And other than that, like, he always planned out like good activities for our cabin. And you know, I feel like your whole experience at camp kind of is dictated by if you have a good counselor or not. And I think that we were blessed to have a really fun and good counselor this year.
Yeah, I think this was Berkeley's third summer serving at camp. And I'm really grateful that you had him as well. And of all the kids in his camp, Calvin was the only one that had been to camp before. So he had six or seven other boys in his cabin that this was their first summer. And as you can imagine, even when you're going to camp and you know it's going to be fun and you're happy to be there, you feel sad and you feel homesick. And one of the boys in Calvin's cabin, his mom died a few years ago. And not only was he homesick, but that triggered him really missing his mom. And what I saw in Calvin was that Calvin naturally, and probably without thinking too much about it, took on a leadership role where he became the one in his cabin that guided the kids, encouraged them, he supported them. Berkeley told me one morning that that after it was time to go to bed, that he heard Calvin encouraging and supporting Conrad, but he heard Calvin supporting all the other boys throughout the week. And so I've always known we've got a natural leader in Calvin, but it really came through this summer as he was leading his camp with love and grace. What are some of the things that you learned about God? Do you remember what we talked about in our confirmation time?
That God will always love you, even if you go, if you do stuff bad, he will always forgive you.
That's right.
And never will give up on you.
That's right.
For confirmation camp, we got to learn about our baptismal promises that we make as we get confirmed. So we basically got to, like, the whole message of it was that we got to make our faith our own. And we got to live up to the promises that we make in baptism and the promises that we get to make in confirmation.
That's right. We talked about how when you are baptized, your parents make promises about how they will raise you in the church and teach you about God and teach you how to live out God's love in the world. But about the age of 10, 11, 12, our brains get to a point where we can think in a different way. And so about this age, you're beginning to make your faith your own. And that happens partly through your life experiences, partly through confirmation as we learn more about God and what we believe. But also, it's just part of being at the stage of life you're in. But when you're confirmed this October on Reformation Sunday, you're going to make these promises for yourself. That yes, I want to live among God's faithful people. Yes, I'm going to hear God's word and I'm going to share in the Lord's Supper.
Yes, I'm going to serve all people following the example of Jesus. Yes, I'm going to proclaim the good news of God in Jesus in word and deed. And I'm going to strive for peace and justice in all the earth. And so what we try to do is make learning fun and tactile for them. Do you remember any of the activities that the pastors did with you?
We did where we like threw this yarn around and each person had to catch it and we had to hold the string and throw it to another person and we cut it off and then we made these bracelets that I have on.
And what did it mean that we all cut a piece of yarn and made a bracelet from that same yarn? That we're connected?
Yeah, that we always will be with God.
Yes.
Anywhere we go.
And that we've got our brothers and sisters to support us and pray for us. Even though they're from different churches and different places, we're still family together.
At one point, we got to go outside and take a couple plants from, or leaves or anything, just like to celebrate God's creation. And we got to take it back and we made a whole little, what was her name?
Natalie.
Pastor Natalie, she laid out and we all put the plants around her and I don't know, it was fun, it was cool.
So you're gonna see pictures of that during the offertory, but we went outside and each got a piece of creation because we all come from different places and yes, we are individuals, but then we came inside, we came together and we made the outline of Vicar Natalie with all those pieces of creation. And then when she stepped away, there was the outline of a person to remember that even though we are many, we are still one in the body of Christ.
Except we had to clean it up, though.
And then we had to clean it up. Yeah. Speaking of cleaning, when we were driving to camp, you had a very clear strategy on how you were going to win either the silver plunger or the golden toilet brush for keeping your cabins the cleanest all week long. What happened? You guys, your cabin got the lowest score of all the cabins. What happened?
We got knocked off, got ripped off. Because we had all one scores on the very first try, except for lights. And it was all perfect, but the nurse.
She thought you had more work to do.
So the cabin that did win, Daphne's cabin, she would literally lock them in their cabin to make sure that they would clean perfectly and inspect it. It was insane. And I totally believe that we were rigged. We were at middle of the week, we kind of realized we can't win first improvement because everybody else is getting like max scores. So we were gonna try and go for the improvement award, right? Because we were improving. We did not get the improvement award.
Yeah.
We did not.
So everything at camp is kind of made to be fun, right? Even keeping your cabins cleaned up, it's made to be fun. Even brushing your teeth. Do you remember the brushing the teeth? I can't remember. Brush them, brush them, brush them.
Make them nice and clean.
Brush them, brush them.
It knocks out all those germs.
Oh, they take care of everything, right? They make sure you brush your teeth, they feed you, they give you lots of activities. What is something that you're going to remember most about your time at camp? What's one of your best memories or fondest memories of camp?
How I got to learn how to play gaga ball.
And Conrad wants us to build a gaga ball pit here at Holly Grove so the youth can play gaga ball, and I think we might try to do that.
I think the zip lining. I look forward to that every year, and I didn't get stuck this year. I think that was my favorite part.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah. Last year I got stuck 2 times.
Well, my favorite part of camp is the last night, the Thursday night, there is a special worship service where we kind of remember all the things that we've learned at camp and we sing
a lot of the songs that we've learned. The worship is really fun at camp, isn't it? And then the campers and counselors break off into groups. So each counselor goes off into a different area, and the campers, one by one, go to sit with their counselor, and their counselor spends several minutes affirming them, telling them what they've noticed about their character, how they've seen them grow throughout the week. They affirm their giftedness. And then at the end, when every cabin and counselor has done that, each cabin gets a cross with several holes in it for candles. And each camper gets a candle, and they light it and put it on that wooden cross. And then there's a big, big, big floatable cross. And we couldn't do this outside because it was storming, but typically we put that cross on the lake, and every single cabin cross goes on that cross. So there are lots of little crosses lit up to make one big cross lit up. Because usually on Thursday nights, we're really sad that camp is over the next day. And so we actually try to celebrate that we had a wonderful time at camp, but that we're called to be the light of Jesus into the world. And so we take all that we've learned at camp and all that we've experienced, and we get to take it back home and share that light with the world around us. And so at the very end, the cross that is all lit up with candles gets sent out into the lake, just like we are sent out into the world to share the light of Jesus. And that service always gives me goosebumps, and I get teary because it's so very beautiful. Well, there is a lot more that we could share, and I encourage you to continue to ask our campers about their experience. I already can't wait to take them back next year. Calvin, I think you're eligible for a couple more years. And so we can't wait to go back next year and experience all that camp has to offer. But again, we want to thank you for your generosity in sending our campers to camp and for all of your support and prayers that you sent to them. And so thank you, dear ones, and thank you, dear ones, for sharing. Okay, we'll put our chairs back up. And just like at camp, you never get to sit still for too long. We're going to ask you to stand as we sing this next song, because there are some actions involved. And so we're going to have one camper on either side to show you what you are to do. But you on the pulpit side, when we sing hallelujah, you stand, praise ye the Lord, you sit. This side, when we sing praise ye the Lord, you stand, and hallelujah, you sit. All right, everybody got it? And you just do whatever you want up here in the choir. All right.
Into the embrace of the Holy Trinity, we lift our prayers for the wholeness of the church, the world, and all creation. Creating God, you have created everything that exists. the earth and all living things. Help us to take care of all animals and the environment. God of grace, hear our prayer.
God of peace, you call us to love others as ourselves. Help those in authority rule with justice and peace, not greed or selfishness or violence. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Caring God, there are a lot of people struggling right now and a lot of people who are in need. Help us meet the ends of those around us in practical ways. Comfort those who are suffering in any way, especially Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Janine, Eddie, Pam, Dottie, Bobby, the family of Scott Black, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Faithful God, your love is our hope. Help us at Holly Grove Spodger spread your faith and the love around the world. God of peace, God of grace, hear our prayer.
God of adventures and play, we give you thanks for all ELCA outdoor ministries across the country, especially Camp Agape. God, camp staff and counselors as they help campers to grow spiritually, develop life skills, and foster relationships in Christ-centered communities. Bless camp staff and campers with safety, well-being, and peace for those who are missing home or struggling with anxiety. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Comforting God, thank you for all the people who have died and they that have taken into your arms, especially Mike Weaver and Scott Black. Help us bring comfort to people who have lost loved ones. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Gather all our prayers
in your mercy, O God. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share peace, but we're going to also do this camp style. So get your peace sign out, and you're going to slingshot it to the people you want to share the peace with. Peace be with you. All right, for the offertory, we've got a video with camp pictures, and I want to tell you about the song that's overlaid. This is Holly Grove's fourth year of going to confirmation camp, and the song you're going to hear, it's become our tradition that as soon as we turn onto Tyler DeWar Road, which is about a mile from the Camp Agape entrance, we start playing this song, and it talks about how we're going to make this place your home, how God has made Agape a home for us, and how we are not alone at Camp Agape.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
I told you I already can't wait to take them back next year. And I can't wait to take Brantley to camp and Kate and Cameron to camp. Camp is our best time of year, right? That's right. Please stand.
Let us pray together. God of boundless love, you call the beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us into service to a suffering world. In your name we pray and play. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ has set the table with more than enough for all. Come.
Thank you.
Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Jesus,
bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to serve the world with your own life. In your name we pray. Amen.
The blessing of God, who provides for us, feeds us, and journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Let us say our mission statement together. The United People of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and a Christian education and respond to this mission to the needy world.
As our fire dies to glowing embers, may your agape love continue to burn in our hearts. Amen. All right, let's see if we can remember the motions that we learned earlier for the Johnny Appleseed prayer. Are we ready? Oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord. For giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed. The Lord is good to me. Amen, 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 amen.
Oh, in Christ.
Thanks be to God.